WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump responding after the attacks by Israel on Iran's nuclear facilities and the counterattacks by Iran into Israel. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers says there were supposed to be another round of nuclear talks this weekend, but Tehran pulled out.
President Trump, in a social media post early Friday morning, is urging Iranian officials to reach an agreement on a nuclear deal with the United States. The president suggesting the drawn-out negotiations are what led Israel to launch its overnight strike. Before the Israeli attacks, President Trump signaled he was committed to a diplomatic resolution with Iran and warned that action by Israel could potentially derail negotiations. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Two of Iran's top generals, including the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, said to have been killed in the strikes. There is a meeting this morning of President Trump's national security team to discuss the latest escalation. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
And 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The city of Oshkosh considers requiring massage and bodywork therapists operating in the municipality to be licensed. The proposal received its first reading with no comment or discussion from the council during this week's Common Council meeting. The ordinance would amend the city's municipal code to require massage and bodywork therapy businesses to be licensed according to Wisconsin law. In his memo to the council, Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith said in past investigations, the city has found massage businesses engaging in suspected human trafficking, prostitution, labor trafficking, and license violations. The Common Council will vote on the ordinance at its next meeting, June 24th. Attorney General Josh Call says President Donald Trump deploying the military to protest in California is unlawful. Wisconsin has joined a group of states filing briefs pushing back against what Call says is, quote, not normal and it must not become normalized. Call says the president's decree to call up the National Guard isn't specific to Los Angeles or California. It's authorizing the military anywhere for 60 days. Call's brief argues states need their National Guard units to be ready to act, and responding to protesters could keep them from performing vital duties. Meanwhile, a federal judge ruled Thursday afternoon that the Guard deployment was illegal and violated the 10th Amendment and exceeded Trump's statutory authority. The judge ordered President Trump to return control of the National Guard troops to California. But just hours later, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocked that order and said it will hold a hearing on the matter Tuesday. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp. Linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy, an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way, and watch film, see where I can get better and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener, but pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers possible today. Our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Few showers again tonight. Low of 52 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Warmer Sunday. Still a few scattered showers with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with the morning crew here, Mino and the Mayor. Find out all things Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
But they can bring me the pizza.
Oh, here we go. We are back. Hey, welcome again. We are outside right now with Danny Bain, Green Bay Papa Murphy, Father's Day demo for pizza. And I'll tell you what, Jim, I've talked about this before. I'm going to build a wood-burning pizza oven in my yard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And Danny, this tastes like what I would assume my wood-burning pizza is going to taste like.
Just like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Papa Murphy's makes great pizza, and I've been going to your place for, but it's cooked in the oven. You cook this on the grill.
Yeah, this one on the grill.
Yep. Is this new?
We've been trying to get people to grill, cook pizza on the grill, not just.
What a great idea.
It is.
Yeah.
Nikki's actually doing the work.
He's just taking credit.
Nikki, come on over here. You're running around doing all the work. He's just here to be a big time guy.
Taking the credit.
Absolutely. These are so good.
Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying them.
Oh, man, are we enjoying them.
Absolutely. They're tasty, fresh made this morning by yours truly. And we're glad to be out here today. It's a beautiful day in Green Bay.
What's the secret of getting this crust so good?
Actually, we go in every day early morning. We make it fresh. Oh, yep. Yeah. So,
but then with the grilling part, give us some secrets on grilling it so you don't burn it or so it's not, too raw.
Sure. I like to proof my crust. So a lot of times you're going to leave your pizza in the refrigerator to keep your toppings all nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to want to pull that out and let it actually come to room temperature for about an hour. And then you're going to want to put it into the oven or onto the grill.
It has a different flavor.
That smoking
is awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've never had smoked pizza. And I love your pizza.
Excellent. The charcoal really does make a big difference. I've heard people are getting more creative with their smokers.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a little old-fashioned. I like to sit out in my lawn chair, enjoy a drink, and grill out.
But you put I have a gas grill, but you put those wood chips in there. That gives it that smoke flavor.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to try that.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
For Father's Day, I still like to grill, but the kids can buy the pizza.
Yes, and it's a great recommendation for babysitters. If you and the wife maybe want to go out and have a more special dinner, you can get pizza and have those kids all happy at home as well.
Yeah, and the freshest pizza too.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are all about fresh.
Absolutely.
I'm not joking about this. This is delicious.
Delicious.
This is really, really good, and it's unique. It's pizza like I've never tasted pizza before being grilled.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you guys use any special type of charcoal or anything?
No, she just bought some right from
Really?
Me. Yes. Yeah. I like to stay away from the briquettes. They don't burn as fast.
Okay.
So I like to get that hardwood clump stuff. But, like you were saying,
but
there's
don't
plenty
just count
of different
the wood
flavors.
Chips on the gas grills.
Yeah.
Could you do this? Okay, you were talking about camping and different things. Could you do this over a wood fire?
Yeah,
with a tripod, absolutely.
Okay.
So we have a pizza stone that's on the grill. So if you do that, it just helps disperse the heat a little bit. You just don't want direct heat onto the pizza.
Got it, so it doesn't burn?
Correct. You want to do it on indirect heat. To just do it lower and slower. Yeah.
So this is good for any. I mean, how many different pizzas do you have? Like a million?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We have tons of signature pizzas,
right.
And then you can create your own. We have multiple different sauces. We have a couple different varieties here this morning.
Let me just say something. I've never been a fan of vegetable pizza.
Oh.
You guys put a vegetable pizza on there. I just had it. Tastes completely different
absolutely.
Than any vegetable pizza I've ever had before.
It was our recommendation. That's one of our gourmet delights, and it's very popular among our guests.
Wow.
guilt-free pizza eating is what we try to go for.
I know, right?
Get the veggies in. Yep.
Yeah, get the veggies.
My gosh. Yeah. This is so good. And I'm not just saying that. I've never tasted pizza with that kind of a flavor before.
Yeah. And Danny, I think a lot of us, while people listening, they listen, you know, here, Manitowoc, Appleton, Oshkosh. Where are your locations? You guys are, you're big time.
Oh, we have just a location in Manitowoc, one there, and then five in the Green Bay area. So one in Howard, two in Green Bay, and then two in De Pere. And then we have five in the Appleton area as well. There's also a location
it's
in Oshkosh.
It's got like 14, 15 locations. That's awesome.
Yeah, got to keep Nikki busy.
Who came up with that? Oh, yeah, Officer Craig. Officer Craig, we need somebody to get Officer. Look at that. He's fading away to nothing. Oh, yeah, right. Bring him some pizza for crying out loud. Yeah. Look at that poor guy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You're looking good, Craig.
Yeah, Craig, have a little something. Have some nourishment if you're going to patrol our streets. My goodness. Are the cops pretty good clients of yours?
Oh, the cops are good pizza guys. Great pizza.
Hello, Officer Craig. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Officer Craig, have you ever had a grilled pizza before?
I have not.
You're going to love this.
I can't wait. This is fantastic.
This is unbelievable.
Peel it out of his hand or what?
Go step inside.
Don't try taking it from Jim. You do not want to try to take it away from Jim's hands. No.
This I won't time. Take it out of his hands.
This is good stuff.
Oh, man.
This is great. I mean, this is
Is pizza on the diet of police officers?
Absolutely. Okay. Of course. Donuts, pizza and donuts.
Pizza, that's right. So this is Papa Murphy's. Where you know, they have great fresh pizzas. You can get anything you want. But so do I. Yes. Right? They're just great. Bring that home and throw it in the oven. But throw it on the grill. I'm going to do that this weekend with wood chips because I have a gas grill.
That sounds fantastic.
That's what she said. It can work. I'm going to give this a whirl. This is
look
good
at that.
Stuff. Yeah, I know, right?
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast pizza, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doesn't even just smell good?
Lunch pizza.
Did bacon and Canadian bacon on that one. Just like a.
Oh, yeah. Back bacon on there.
Yep.
Oh, I'm basically Canadian, so I can call it back bacon.
That is awesome.
What do you think, Officer Craig?
Great. Awesome. Thank
Isn't
you.
That great?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nikki, tell us a little bit about how long you have to cook it to make it like that.
I would say roughly around 15 minutes.
Okay.
If you like it crispier, you know, you're going to want to leave it on there. Some people like their pizzas a little more doughy. So low and slow is the way to go with that.
Okay.
We do have multiple crusts. So we have original crust, thin crust, and we have a gluten-free option that we did bring today for everyone to try.
We're eating gluten-free. Can you believe that? That's what we're eating.
Yeah. Yes.
It's good for you. See, John,
and
you can do
And it's very healthy.
Why does he always look at me when he talks about stuff like that?
I was looking at your gut.
Oh my God!
No, this is great.
Wow! So tell me a little bit how you came up with this. Give us a background on Papa Murphy's. It's been such a staple in the community.
Yeah. The brand is about 30 years old, but it started out west, and there's been some stores that are 20, 25 years old around here.
Wow!
But we've been around in the community. We do a lot of fundraising in the community and try.
I know you do,
and definitely try to just get to know our people, get to know our guests, and bring.
And it's not an easy gig because there's pizza. Everybody has their own type of pizza they can do, and you guys have found a way to make a niche that is just truly successful.
Yeah, definitely try to make it easy. Don't have to go out and have an expensive meal or chase the kids around and keep them corralled at home. And
wow,
yeah.
However, people say that once in a while. There's a lot of pizza places, but pizza is the number one food that people want. Hands down over sub sandwiches, cheeseburgers, hamburgers, it's pizza.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a market there, too. You just, like Johnny just said, you kind of carved out a really cool niche that you make it as fresh as can be and take it home and boom.
Yeah.
But if you don't have good crust, we've talked about this, you don't have good pizza.
Yeah.
You can put any topping in the world on top of it. It doesn't matter.
Yep. Cheese is cheese.
Cheese is cheese.
But even when before we put it in the oven, room temperature is what we, or is that just for the grill?
Just because ours is fresh dough. That's why she's talking to proof the crust up to room temperature.
Okay.
So that'll help it crisp up when you put it in the oven.
Okay.
And then what's the other thing, the cinnamon roll thing you got coming on?
Yep. So we actually have that on the grill right now. That is a dessert option that we offer. I like to switch it up a little bit for breakfast. I like to have it with my coffee. It's kind of a sweet and savory. But I also know the kids love it late at night. I mean, it's a great, simple treat.
So it's not done yet. That's on the grill right now, right?
No. Nope,
tell Officer Craig to leave it alone then.
Absolutely.
Tell him to wait.
Just a few more minutes, please.
He's getting a call. He's got to run to something. So speed it up.
He's like, they can wait.
I'll be there soon. I'll be there when I get there. Officer Craig, thanks for coming by, buddy. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit more about if somebody buys, this is great, and I still think camping-wise, this would be great when you got the little fire going out there in the campground or whatever. Tell me how somebody can do this. You need one of the tripod type things, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then that's going to have a grate over your fire.
Right.
And you're going to want to let your flames get down real low because you're going to want to use those hot coals just like if you were cooking anything else.
That's what I was going to ask. More over the coals than the flames.
Correct.
Okay.
You can order ahead. You can call. You can come in store or you can do the online options. We have a lot of deals available and discounts available. A lot of people like to get them on Friday and then they're going to wrap them up and take them up north for the weekend.
Do they come frozen when they buy them from you guys?
Absolutely not.
So they're never frozen.
No, the freshest pizza in Green
That's
Bay.
The difference, isn't it?
That's a curse word around
That's
there.
The right. Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. It's fresh. Like, you know, you always wonder what separates one thing from another thing. That's one of the things that separates yours. And so that dough is always fresh.
Always fresh.
There's really no difference between a frozen pizza and your pizza. I mean, it's just your pizza is so much better because the frozen has, I like it.
Wait, back up. You just said there's no difference between a frozen pizza and their pizza. I think you had that wrong. You had
big difference.
Totally
big
wrong. Difference. Huge difference.
Big difference.
Huge difference. Night and day is what you're trying to say.
Are your taste buds working this morning?
They are. That was good.
Sleeping still.
Yeah, I am. No, it's a big difference is what I'm saying. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
But here's the deal, though, too. When you cook something like this, I'm a crust guy. You know, you got to have and I like the thinner crust more than the thicker crust, okay? Yep. Do you scorch it a little bit? Do you check the crust to know when it's really done with something like this when you're cooking it over a grill like this or over a campfire?
Yes.
And the thin crust will definitely cook a lot faster.
Right.
Yep. But always keeping on rotating it, too, on the grill. Obviously, you can get some of those hot spots.
Right.
Keeping rotating the crust and checking the crust off. I mean, peel it up a little bit. Obviously, we have the white tray that keeps it very easy to cook to give a little barrier. But
tell a little bit more about that stone you were talking about.
Yeah, so you can see Nikki has a stone. So it just helps move the heat around so you don't get those hot spots. But having a pizza stone, they're very cheap at the store. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen one of those before.
Yeah, so then you can put the pizza right on, and we have the white tray that we use, so you can see that gets a little brown on the bottom.
So you don't put the pizza actually on the actual grates?
We do. Not on the grates.
That's what I mean. Okay.
On the stone. Yep.
Got it. Okay. Yep.
But definitely helps with grilling, for sure, to keep the crust from getting, you know.
And those stones aren't that expensive, like you said.
Very cheap.
I mean, yeah.
I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah. And on the campfire, too. Put the stone on the grate. Same thing.
Wow.
Yep.
Jim, I'm shocked that you don't know that this isn't, you know, in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And I use the grill. I'll use it in the winter too.
Yeah.
It's right out on the deck. You know?
Yeah.
But you make your own pizzas.
I do.
Great.
Ooh, I do. Because I like them.
Oh, he's big time in this.
Yeah.
I do like pizza. This is really, really, I'm telling you, I've never had. Is it called smoked pizza or just pizza on the grill?
No, pizza on the grill.
Just pizza on the grill.
Pizza on the grill.
All right. It's great. Love it. And what did you just make? What is on
That's going to be our cinnamon wheel. It's going to be our dessert option.
Okay.
It has a delicious
cinnamon
granola y crispy. Cream cheesy deliciousness.
That doesn't sound good at all. When is it going to be ready? I just heard Officer Craig put on his brakes. He's coming back with a siren on.
Like she said, with coffee, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
All right.
Wow.
How many varieties of pizza does Papa Murphy's have? And I know I kind of said a gazillion, but I mean, you could get custom, right?
Yes, so you can create your own on Tuesdays. That's going to be our special. You can create your own up to 5 toppings, or we have our signature pizzas or any of our gourmet delight pizzas available. And you can come in and meet with somebody like my wonderful self, and I would love to take your order and make your pizza for you.
What's your background on this, Nikki? How'd you get so good at this?
I honestly...
Just give credit to the boss. He's standing right here.
No,
I mean, come on.
No,
it's
no.
A...
Honestly, I'd have to give credit to my kids.
Yeah,
My kids actually worked for Papa Murphy's before me. They started when they were 14. And I used to stop and visit them just to get pizza and to get that employee discount that they had. And it was great.
Boy, she's very honest.
Yeah.
I met the boss and the owners, and we kind of hit it off right away, personality and work-wise. And I just kind of dug right in. I learned about pizza dough, and I learned about, yeast and all the baking kind of metrics, and I just ran with it since then.
Danny, how is it the employee base? Find a good employee.
Yeah,
that's always the challenge, right?
We're very lucky to have awesome people that work with us.
That's the key.
We've had managers that have worked with us for 15, 16 years.
Oh, man,
we have new people that are, you got to have new high school kids that they graduate eventually, but yeah, we have a good mix of veterans and, you know, new kids that
That's awesome.
It's their first job, or their junior, senior in high school, and get to make some money.
I don't want to gloss over it. You do a lot of charity work for the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, your name's on a lot of things. You're helping high schools, booster clubs, all that kind of stuff.
And with that, we're going to sit our quick break. Oh. We're going to be moving inside. We're going to be back with more with Papa Murphy's. Folks, we can't say enough good things about how delicious this is. Back Mind on the Mayor, right after this.
I want to live with a cinnamon girl. I can be happy the rest of my life with a cinnamon girl. A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, Jim, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24/7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at pickleandbags.com or on Facebook.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Clear your day on June 28th and head to the Brewers game for a Pat Murphy bobblehead giveaway, courtesy of Toyota. Get there early as the first 25,000 fans will take home the Manager of the Year bobble. Grab your seats at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
So I chose this
Todd
song.
Todd never plays a song without a meaning.
I chose this song because you guys made the dessert, the cinnamon
That's
dessert.
That's what I thought. So I was, you know, if you would have given me a multiple, I would have guessed that.
It's, would you have?
I would have. Because I said that it really smells good. That is cinnamon. You can smell it outside.
Get real close to those mics, guys. Okay. Yeah, pull on up. Papa Murphy's this morning, man. Danny?
Nikki, so you guys can be, what, a weekly presence on this show?
Yeah. How hungry are you guys every Friday?
Oh, my gosh.
I was running around, and every time I ran past out there, I grabbed another piece.
It reminded me of 4th of July, pulling into my aunt's camp, as we'd call it up in the UP, and they'd have, you know, the fire going out there.
The tripod thing,
and
right?
And stuff, and that was, because that... I still think smells conjure up memories better than anything. And the smell of you guys roasting that pizza out there brought me back to those memories. Just that smell is awesome with that crust, isn't it, though?
Yep. There's just nothing quite like it.
No.
Yeah, I mean, brats on the grill and hamburgers and celery. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other smell. But, yeah, pizza on the grill is just a...
Fantastic.
Yeah. Danny, tell us what locations you're involved with.
Yeah. So
Danny Bain, by the way.
Yep.
The Howard location, 2 in Green Bay on Main Street and Mason Street, and then both the locations in De Pere, and then locations in the 5 in Appleton.
Tell them where you are in De Pere.
In De Pere, at East De Pere and West De Pere.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, with you guys, though, too, people, when they buy your pizza, they take it home and they cook it any way they want.
Yeah.
Okay? And we've all been to pizza places where it's like, that crust wasn't done well enough, or that crust was too well done. And the, you know what?
That's the best part about doing it.
Absolutely. Do it exactly how you want to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, I would just recommend to people like 15 to 18 minutes on the tray if you want it a little crispier.
Yep.
It'll easily slide off there for another 2 minutes, and that's how you can kind of dial in your crispiness.
Yeah. I always kind of look at the bottom when I get a pizza because I want to see a little bit of that scorchness.
Yep. Yes, color is flavor.
Isn't it, though?
That's the tasty part.
And that's the thing is, though, too. Okay, so Jim was talking. He wants to try that, but you want to do what with the with the hardwood?
Oh, I have a gas grill, so I'm going to put in wood chips.
Yes.
I've never heard of that. So.
Yeah, so that's the way we do smoked chicken, right? Because I don't have a smoker, although I should get one because they're not. But anyway, I don't have a smoker. My brother does. Oh, you got to get one. But if you put wood chips with some water in there, that will create that same smell that you're getting off the charcoal. So, and that's very inexpensive. I'm gonna ask
you, so when you do that, when you get that going, do you keep the lid on to keep all the smoke in?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
Because if you're...
Yeah. That's what you're doing, right, Nick?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what also helps to melt the cheese.
Right.
You know,
because if you're looking, it ain't cooking.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
What? Hey,
Todd. Your dad ever,
Todd.
What?
I'd like a little cinnamon roll.
You want me to bring you a cinnamon roll?
That would be kind of nice.
She said with coffee, which I'm going to get that drink.
I mean, a piece of cinnamon roll?
Tell us about...
Todd, I'm doing it for our clients.
Yeah, right.
I'm doing it for them. Again, I do everything for the people.
But, Daddy, just tell us about online, ours, website, just so we can order.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we have an app. Or you can go to our website, popmurphys.com, place your order.
Okay.
You can give the stores, any store, a telephone call and go ahead and place your order. Or you can come right in and place your order with one of our wonderful staff members.
Look at this.
We also run multiple specials. On Tuesday, we have our large pizzas are $10.99 and our families are $13.99.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you can create your own. And it's really fun to see the different recipes and combinations that the guests come up with. And then, like Father's Day, for example, we do a special promotion. Dads love pizzas along with grandpas. So we will have a special promo going for that.
This is horrible.
Absolutely. It's breakfast. It's delicious.
Oh, my God. Tell us again what this is.
So this is going to be our cinnamon meal. This is going to be our dessert option. It's got a cinnamon butter spread, and then it has a granola brown sugar crisp that goes on the top. I went ahead and braided the crust for you guys this morning to give you a little bit more of that flavor from the grill. There are multiple options available online that people create their own items with our pizzas. They take them home and
this crust is perfect. You see what I mean about that scorch underneath?
Wonderful. Yep.
That's perfect.
Excellent.
When we buy that, that comes with the butter?
Yep, that comes with the butter.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
And then we
Jim
also
will buy it
have...
just for the butter, just so you know. Don't come, just get the butter.
Extra cup's only 50 cents.
We have all right. Bread. We have lots of
the owner.
I'm going to use this butter on my face.
Yeah, okay.
This is so good.
Yes.
That smells great. Yeah, good.
You got to try it. Here, just seriously try it.
Do you have, this is cinnamon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have other varieties or cinnamon?
Cinnamon is primarily our staple right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll get lucky and we'll run up special limited time only option. But right now we're focusing on our limited time only as a pizza option. We have our summer selects available right now and it's a great deal. They're only $8.99 and there's a couple options that you can choose from. And it's just great for the summer options, not only for adults, but kids in high school. You got any young boys?
Right.
I mean, their friends are coming over. Grab up a pizza.
Everybody loves pizza, right? And when the kids come over, it's pizza, pizza, pizza.
But I can't imagine. Okay, you get up. You're camping someplace. You get out of the tent or whatever.
Yeah.
Mama or whomever has this cooking on the grill.
Mama.
And you walk out. How great would this be to have a
pause with the banjo?
Yes.
What? What did I say wrong?
Mama. Mama's there. She's cooking it. And I said, pause with the banjo. So anyway, I just thought.
Ignore him.
Into it. Yes, please.
This is delicious. This is absolutely fantastic. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah. Wonderful. No, it is. It's good stuff.
Well, thanks for coming in and treating us and just having some fun with us this morning.
Yeah.
They were here last night, too. So they did double duty for us.
Oh, you did Pete?
Yeah.
We slept in the studio.
Did you?
All right. Yeah.
Pulling the night shift.
Yep. They may or may not have had a couple of spotted hanging out someplace. I'm just saying.
All right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for having us. Happy. It was wonderful meeting everyone.
Jim was bringing up something before we left outside about what you guys do for the community.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that. That's the priority for you guys.
A couple things. I mean, people know, but those who don't know need to know.
Yeah, we do some fundraising nights at individual stores. Yep. We have a email you can email into if you're a group, a church, a school, a sports team that wants to raise money. So that's pmwisconsin@gmail.com. If you ever want to send an email there, we'll return it and get back to you. And then we also do some pizza sales where we've raised $2,000-$3,000 for for some causes that that people give it. We give them a sell sheet. They can go sell, and they make certain dollars per pizza. And yeah, we've raised a lot of money for a lot of
people. Right. What a great asset to the entire community.
Check all the boxes. That's awesome.
You guys are the absolute best. Nikki and Danny Bame, Green Bay Papa Murphy. You got to check it out, folks. It's truly fantastic. Thank you both so very, very much.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
We come back. Daddy D Productions live music series with Dennis from the Glam Band and American Honey. Back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Advocates are pushing for greater funding for special education in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Annette Fournier's daughter, Maya, has cerebral palsy and other diagnoses.
I asked for her bus staff to be trained in seizure response, and I was told there's no funding. Therefore, Maya's life is at risk for 45 minutes every morning and every afternoon because the people who are close to her can't keep her safe because there's no funding. She has the medicine on her wheelchair. If they were trained to use it, they could. But there's no funding.
Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
These families were there because Republicans were expected to unveil their proposals for education funding yesterday. This was one of the big sticking points between Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers. Evers claims Republicans wouldn't compromise and fund education, child care, and the UW system enough. Republicans claim the state couldn't afford it. The hearing was set for 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and was delayed 3 or 4 times throughout the day, finally beginning last night after 6 o'clock. It continued later into the night, and we will have more on their proposal later today. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027 when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers possible today. Our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Few showers again tonight. Low of 52 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Warmer Sunday. Still a few scattered showers with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life.
I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, I'm flipping the script on Nightlight's own Pete Schwabba.
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
It's going to be so good.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS. Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. WISS is where you'll find your Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Cardinals at 6:35 tonight. What a fun show we have had today.
Wow.
Oh, man. Papa Murphy's, thank you so very much for your amazing stuff you brought in. And now we are so proud to present our brand new sponsor of our favorite segment of the entire week, the live music series brought to you by Big Daddy D Productions.
Hey, hey. Love these guys.
Now, it's just Daddy D Productions.
Not anymore.
So, you
on
know,
this
I'm going to have to change
it's
it.
Big Daddy D.
You never know what you're going to get out there. Well,
Shelly likes it.
High fives.
Dennis Peters of the Glam Band. How you doing, brother?
I've been. Ask around.
I'll tell you what. I heard you guys at the Sardine Can the other day from upstairs our studio here. You guys were rocking that joint.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Joints need rock, too.
You've been busy, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been busy. It's just getting crazy. 12 shows this month, and just trying to keep everybody moving.
Absolutely. Well, this is so great. So, Daddy D Productions, you guys are finishing up. Shelly, talk to us here. We've talked.
I know.
How mad were you at me last week when I pointed out something about your
husband? I laughed really hard. Okay. I can't believe I was up early enough to even see it.
Don't worry about it. How dare you?
I was really proud. Really proud.
Now, if people weren't tuned in, I'm the dum-dum that had my shirt on inside out. Because
inside
I dressed
out.
In the dark.
Barely right? noticed it.
And
barely
well,
noticed
they wouldn't
it.
Have noticed it if right. you didn't say anything, John.
John was the compassionate host who pointed it out.
Oh, man.
Just when I forgot.
For the rest of the show.
Okay, can I just say something? Dennis was over there, and he is going, look at his shirt. I'm like, what, Dennis, what? And he's like, it's inside out.
Well,
inside
then he blamed out. It on me. Now.
Dennis blamed it on you, too.
I know, because he didn't want to wake me up.
Yeah, I think you know
how it is for me. Yeah. Everything gets blamed on Todd. Now you're in that category.
I'm pretty sure I was in bed listening that day.
I think so.
Dennis, I never let facts stand in the way of a good story.
That's right.
Just so you know that.
Just so you know, facts ran out kind of like in the 90s.
So, Daddy D with American Honey.
Machines.
So you guys, okay, talk about the difference between... Or is it what you're doing at the Riverside, and your last show is what, tonight?
Tonight, yeah. We're doing the old-time rock and roll show. That's with our Daddy D Productions group. That's the big group. We've got a full band. We've got 4 vocalists, all kinds of production.
Kevin.
Kevin Van Ness is with us. Alicia Michelle plays the violin. All kinds of amazing folks.
I'm sure a lot of people have seen you, but you really bring the energy to that room. I mean, that's... you're pointing to him.
You're a big part of it, too.
I'm there, too.
But, we talk, Daddy, about Green Bay has got some great companies and what they give back, but you're one of those. I mean, we wouldn't call you a company, but you just do a lot for
Iconic.
Green Bay.
Iconic.
Well, everything 19 you do for years.
Yeah, it has, right?
19 years we've been doing this. Yep. I can't believe it. Since we were how old, babe?
Seven.
Yeah. 7.
Well, you guys went to school together, right?
Yeah, we did.
St. Norbert College, baby.
Hey, there you go.
You were in college at 7 years old?
Tonight is military night for the Green Bay Blizzard.
I saw that.
Both you and you, both veterans, thank you for that.
Hey, man.
Hey, well, by the way, we're going to be there. My lovely spouse and I will be at the game tonight.
Awesome.
That's a good time.
Army guy.
Hua.
Yeah. So we enjoy every one of our shows, no matter where we are or where we go, we like to introduce the veterans.
Right.
And I will tell you, it's because it's a tradition, it gets lost on me. And when it starts to, somebody comes up and says what a big deal it is to them. And then it brings you back like, oh, this is really a good idea to do it.
I'll tell you, the audience loves it.
Yeah. You both raised your right hand. said you're ready, willing, and able to put your life on the line for our country. Yeah. No matter what happens after that, it's out of your control. But you had the courage to raise that right hand, and that means everything.
Yeah. I was going to say, let me count the ways, it's out of our control.
No.
No, indeed. That's a fact.
Despite the promises of a recruiter. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I went down to the MEP Center, and I was going to be a newscaster.
Me too.
And the guy switched me. He goes, wouldn't your parents rather have an engineer? And he signed me up to be a demolitions engineer. What a weasel.
Oh, I don't know. I think finding landmines is a pretty good thing. That what my sister.
Yeah. I mean.
Dennis, introduce these people.
They're going to send me overseas to be a behind-the-lines radar guy, sending up radar communications behind enemy lines. That's what they were going to do to me. Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, you're smart enough. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
Wow. Right? Yeah, and we got our smaller group, American Honey. There's four of us. Shelly, myself, Tony Pesavento, and Alicia Michelle. Sometimes we go as three, but a lot of times as a four as well. Because the summers, a lot of people aren't going to pay for a ticket to sit inside. We kind of go around to places with the four of us and play a lot of, you know, more intimate venues and all that kind of stuff. Got a
intimate,
bunch of stuff.
That's where the love is.
Yeah.
So what are you, going to play for us today?
We're going to do a little Johnny Cash this morning.
Oh, I would love him.
Why wouldn't we, huh?
Amen.
Do you want me to chime in or no? Shelly?
Yep.
You want me to take your part?
Okay, sing in your head.
Daddy sang bass.
I hear the train coming, rolling around the bend. I see the sunshine, but I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. And I hear that whistle blowing on down the cinnamon joint. When I was just a baby, Mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't you ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Shiloh just to watch him die. Shot him twice. And I hear the whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Yeah. Hey. Cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert pavement. Breathe that mountain air, man. Trouble I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. You know, one, two. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Manitowoc, Lapalona, Bango, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Turk, Baron, Baron, Krillin, Potato, I'm Killer.
I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert bear, man. Breathe that mountain air, man. Trouble I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Now, you want to send out a verse to all the folks in the great state of Wisconsin? If the city that you're from isn't in this song, doesn't mean we don't love you. It just means it doesn't rhyme with anything. We're starting Appleton. You know, one, two. Been to Appleton, Shiocton, Tigerton, Briarton, Monroe, Oshkosh, Madison, Waukesha, Wausau, Ottawa, Brown Deer, Woodville, Thames, Sockville, and Deep Here, Green Lake, Rice Lake, Shawnee Lake, Sister Bay, Green Bay, Yatter Hay.
I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert bear, man. Breathe that mountain air, man. Trouble I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I've been to Mino and Mayor in the morning.
That was awesome.
That is good. That is that. Yeah, that
how
is
long
so
did
you.
It take you to get all the ones down?
I would love to tell you it took a long time, but some of the stuff comes. That was a quick one for whatever reason. Well, I grew up in Howard, so I kind of knew all of those
there
places
you go.
There.
You that's know? Fantastic.
I was waiting to see how you'd find a way to fit Economowoc in
Economowoc,
there.
Yeah.
I do want to say that that's emblematic of your shows. They are local. I think part of the reason that you guys were born and raised here, but secondly, you just love this community. You can tell when you're up there.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we try and implement local things, but not too local because you never know
who's
out
coming,
there.
Right.
In fact, we did a show for the American Legion, and this is about two years ago, and it was a local show. And then there was somebody in the audience, and they're like, "Hey, do you guys travel?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we'll travel." They're like, "Well, we have the Midwest Convention, and we'd like to bring your group to the Midwest Convention. Might be in Minnesota, it might be in Iowa, it might be in Illinois, and she might be in Wisconsin." And I said, "Okay, we had the day open." They're like, "Good, I'll call you in a week." They call back. They're like, "Hey, good news. They planned it. It's in Wisconsin at Oneida Bingo and Casino."
Wow.
And I'm like, "Okay, well, that's fine," which was great. And we had about 500-600 people at this thing. We do the show, and I get off the stage, and the person stops me, and they're like, hey, do you guys travel? And I'm like, yeah, where are we going? Like, Krakow or whatever, you know? And they said, no, a little further than that. You give me your phone number. I'm going to text you. There's a committee. You tell them what they tell you. I'll tell you what they tell me. We'll make this happen. Here, it was the national president of the American Legion. They flew us out to Charlotte, North Carolina, the whole group, and we performed for all of them there in Charlotte. So we're the entertainment for the national convention.
You're not by any chance doing the Wisconsin convention this year, are you?
We are. We're doing the Midwest convention this year, yeah.
You know
we
who
are.
The featured speaker is?
Who's that? The mayor?
Tell him, Shelley.
It's my nose.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We'll save us a seat.
Absolutely.
We'll come
that'll be fun.
That's
awesome.
And listen, I'm not, I don't want you to think that I'm saying that to brag. I'm not, we're not saying that to brag. What I'm just very proud that we can do
absolutely.
A mom and pop Wisconsin type of thing that can travel nationwide and people dig it, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wrote a song about it.
Yeah, right?
Dennis, there's something special. Okay, so obviously you have the glam band, and then you have your acoustic group, almost exactly along the same lines with them. Sometimes it's nice to break away and do something a little bit more, what's the best way of putting it? Not personal, but more
indeed.
From,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a different approach altogether. Different brain cells are being used.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you guys enjoy more?
Well, you know, at this point, you got to ask me on what night.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things like, you know, I'm getting a little bit older. My wife never ages. But sometimes when we do the smaller group show, you'll have people who have no idea who you are. They didn't pay you to buy a ticket there. They're not just coming to see you. And if they still turn around at the bar stools and clap, then you should still be doing it. And if they don't, then maybe it's time to think about, you know.
Man, don't think about it too hard, man. Maybe the conversation's pretty heavy.
Maybe that advice goes for radio hosts, too.
I'm just saying. Oh, how dare you, sir.
Yeah. Wow. Derek, who? Why Shelley? Are you talking about Schwabba that way?
Who writes your shows? And then too much time you spend doing that? They're different.
That's
they're,
this guy.
You do,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good...
He actually, you know, sometimes it'll be new material at rehearsal that we have no idea it's coming. He wrote a parody on... song from Get Back, and it is about his is it uncle or
my grandpa
Jojo.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Who clucks like a chicken.
Yeah,
and you guys would not believe how funny it is.
It was really dumb. We also like to do really a parody dumb. Like if Elmer Fudd was really cast as Danny Zuko in Grease, you know, Wabbit season had me a blast. It was fun, you know.
Is it more okay when you guys like Dennis when you do your little acoustic ensemble and you guys is this more of the real you versus the characters you play in the bigger events? Is this more of the real you coming out?
Yeah, I think so, huh?
Yeah.
And it's the music that we pick that we can do of all the genres.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think when in this element, you're actually digging deeper into yourself. You're actually finding more of really who you are on the fly.
That's what I mean, yep.
You know, and it's a real present. It's, you know, our drill sergeants would always say, situational awareness will keep you alive on the battlefield. And I'm also want to say, and on the stage.
Yeah.
You know, because there's something to it. It's an incredible alertness. As you're doing this, you're trying to entertain, and something comes up on the fly, and you figure out something different, something new, comes out of your mouth you never thought of, never would have thought of, comes out. Maybe sometimes people laugh. Maybe they won't. But you'll have
They do. Yeah. They do. I was just looking at my phone, but pictures when you were that Elmer Fudd thing with I have pictures of that, and that was hilarious.
We're going to set our break, but I got to tell you one thing that blew me away, what you did one night, Shelley. I was backstage with you guys at the Meyer years ago, and you did the Lucille Ball thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was incredible.
Nice.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
We can't get rid of that bit.
Yeah.
Don't. It's unbelievable. We get to our quick break. Back with more Big Daddy D Productions, our live music series from Mind on the Mayor, and American Honey. Back after this.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Starting June 1st, don't miss the Triple S Market every Sunday, 1 to 5. Sip, shop, and sing with local vendors, open mic, and rotating food trucks. And mark your calendar for June 14th. It's Second Saturday Music with Luminati from 6 to 10 p.m. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Maris Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-471-9773. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-471-9773. 800-471-9773. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com. That's 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's cold, that's where it is.
So I told her we'd still be friends.
Shot at the webbing. I missed Holy Cow. Hunting dreams whipped at the seams. But those were what's up, Doc? What's up, Doc?
Why I love this segment so much that right there.
Dennis
Peters, take it away with our people, American Honey, Shelly and Darren Johnson. Brought to you by Big Daddy D Productions.
So you're playing tonight.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yes.
At the lovely Riverside Theater.
It is.
The legendary Riverside Theater.
And Daddy D Productions, if you want to check out our website, it's at daddyds.com, daddyds.com, or you can call 920-371-2250. And tonight's the last night of the big run. So I think we've got it learned. Tonight, most of the songs we've got.
So Daddy, I'm looking at your Facebook page, Daddy D Productions, and... right on the very top, there's the phone number. So just go to the Facebook page.
Yep.
And if you can't remember the phone number, don't have the pen, ink, or the fax machine to write the phone number down. Just
who's working the phone?
That's me.
Oh, it's you. Okay.
Yeah.
Did your mom do that for a while?
You know what's funny?
She was great.
Well, I would transfer the phone because we were it. I mean, we're truly a mom and pop business. Yeah. It's Shelly and I. Well, now with the way things are, so many more people order online. So that helps a bunch. But we'll have people, and I call, they leave a message, I give them a shout back. But yeah, we were at the point where mom was helping out. My mom's 88 now.
That's awesome.
You know, so she deserves
the right table. She was awesome. She's loved her.
Anyway, remember when Telsec was a big thing back in the day? You should have Telsec or something like that doing something.
I don't. Well, you know, I like to talk to people.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I like to be.
But you're a busy guy.
Folks.
You know, mom and pop organizations.
So you
called
Darren. You want 4 tickets. Next thing you know, you got 12 tickets.
Yeah, upselling everybody.
That's it.
You want some fries with that? Dinner show.
Well, wait a minute. We got to read this, Todd. Special medical alert here, right?
That's right.
Do we have music?
You want more music?
Well, I mean, it's a medical thing. I mean, it's helping.
Perfect. That was perfect. Whoever's doing that, go for it.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special medical alert here. Not that we need to give John any more ammo, but you can let John know that there is some validity to the pickle juice theory. It has been used in athletics for quite some time. I think there is a back order on it right now, maybe next year at the Bell and Run. Rollin Schmidt.
Bellin.
Yeah! Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, pretty mama.
Oh, thank you, mama.
Oh, yeah, baby.
We got about 4 minutes left, so maybe get another song, and then we can wrap up with some more details on shows and stuff.
Yeah. All right. Upcoming shows, what's cooking?
If you haven't seen the big group, Daddy D Productions, we are doing a freebie show.
What?
Fantastic.
Where?
We are going to be at the Howard Commons.
Oh, when?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Howard Commons. What day, babe?
July 26th.
July 26th. It's a Saturday from 3 to 6. They got food trucks, all kind of stuff. So if you're like, hey, man, I don't want to spend any money and see what's going on this, come on out for free.
And that's a nice place.
Yeah.
Food trucks. Put a lot of
you
money
guys are
that.
Just there, weren't you, Dennis?
We'll be there on the 20th coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In a week and a half.
And then we have some other American Honey dates coming up. I know on Father's Day, thanks, babe.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and read some of them. I know for Father's Day, we're going to be at Jackson Point in Seymour. And then what else do we have going on, hon?
Tuesday, June 17th, we'll be at Voyager Park in De Pere
from
5:30 to 8:00.
At their pavilion.
Yeah. Another new place. Good investment.
So you're doing a Door County Buffet, Wine, and Music Bus Tour?
Yeah.
Sunday, August 24th. That looks cool.
We do some tours. We're going to put some people on a bus. They leave from like St. Mark Ministries in De Pere because they can park in the parking lot. We take them out to Sonny's Pizza. They have some pizza. And then they come and see us at the Simon Creek Winery, make a day of it, jump back on the bus, and head back. So there's all kinds of stuff out there. Just go ahead and check it out.
All right, let's wrap this up. What do you want? Let's try this again. I'm rewinding right now. Let's wrap this up this weekend, and what would you like to conclude this song with?
Shelly sing a little problem here.
I left a good job in the city, working for a man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
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 rolling on a river.
Rolling on a river, rolling,
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 rolling on a river. A river, do 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 do. Woo! Hey! Woo! I cleaned a lot of plays in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city till I hit your ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning, said the proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
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 rolling on a river.
River.
Rolling,
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 rolling on a river.
Rolling on a river.
A river, do, 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 do.
Bring it home.
Yeah. Hey!
Love it, love it, love it. That's like my all-time favorite song. That's the one thing I could do. I do the rolling.
That was nice, man.
Rolling.
You were like,
bringing you on the road with us.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I am Ike.
You were like the pickle juice cure.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for sponsoring our great segment here. Shelly and Darren Johnson, American Honey, Big Daddy D Productions, Dennis Peters, Glam Band, you're awesome.
Thanks for letting me play with
you
guys.
Where are you guys tonight?
We are off this weekend.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for a phenomenal week. Hope you have fun at the Bell and tomorrow. I'll be running, of course. Have a great Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
See ya.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The world waiting to see what happens next following Israel's strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities and top generals. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel had no choice but to act, calling Iran's nuclear program, quote, a clear and present danger.
This operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat.
Iran launching more than 100 drones towards Israel. The IDF saying it has intercepted those drones before reaching Israeli airspace. Israel's defense minister declaring a state of emergency, calling up tens of thousands of troops. Concerns now that the operation overnight could increase chances of all-out war between the countries and expand into a regional conflict.
The leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard and chief of staff of Iran's armed forces both killed. President Trump saying he's hoping for a diplomatic solution to the conflict. Tehran walking away from nuclear talks. This is ABC News. Local.